All right, Amber, you can go ahead.
Thank you, Amber, for the beautiful music. We really enjoy it when you play. We now have some opening words from the Gurnett household. Except for, I think maybe they, are they still on?
Yeah.
Oh, there they are. Yeah, opening words for from John and Suzanne's house.
In 2020, a year of extraordinary global challenges, we have all experienced shrinking worlds and communities. So many of those we care about have faced seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Out of caution and respect, we've learned to live small, quietly, simply, thoughtfully, and caringly insular for safety's sake.
Thank you, John. My name is Ron Fry, and I wanted to wish you all good morning, welcome you to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society, and wish you a Happy New Year. So I do use the pronouns of he, his, him, and given my Oklahoma roots, y'all works with me. So I've been an active member of Prairie for a little while, and I currently serve on the nominating committee and also on the program committee. Had a few informal duties with the Interiors group. And I want to mention that Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, though we recognize that we all have biases that limit our understanding of how others may perceive us. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to keep trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, family structure, age, or abilities. Now, after the service, during our virtual coffee hour, we invite visitors, guests, and returning friends, old and new, to introduce or reintroduce yourselves so that we might get to know you better or again. And we will also have joys and concerns during that time and then break into small groups for more discussion and general chatting. So there's a couple of announcements I wanted to go over with you. And the first one is that we are sharing the offering during this quarter with the Tenet Resource Center. Really important in these times of people's loss of jobs and makes it hard to pay for the rent. The Tenet Resource Center could be there. So the link to give is in the order of service, or you can go to the Prairie website and click on Give, G-I-V-E. The sing-along tonight is not going to be happening, but watch for announcements about the sing-along in your email. Virtual Dungeons and Dragons is every Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday night is trivia night at 7 p.m. We have Wednesday fun night this week at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. And at our next service, January 10th, we will hear about One City Schools. Barbara and I really appreciate how we can stay connected with people even over the internet, and these are many opportunities that we offer for that. So right now I'm going to move on to the chalice lighting. Hold it up. There we go. I
think that pushed down. The words this morning are "On the Brink of a New Year" by Lois Van Leer. We light this chalice at the new year, letting go of what has been, open and hopeful for what may come, renewed, restored, ready to live life fully anew. May we move forward with intention.
Thank you, Barbara. We will now have a moment for silent meditation. And I will ring the chime, and then I'll ring it again when we're done. Now we will move on to the Story for All Ages, which is The Stars Will Shine by Cynthia Rylant. Renee?
Great story. Click that subscribe button for more. The Stars Will Still Shine by Cynthia Rylant, illustrated by Tiffany Beek. This new year, the sky will still be there. The stars will still shine. Birds will fly over us. Church bells will chime. Cows will have calves. Kittens will sleep. Flowers will bloom, a promise they keep. We shall have peaches. We shall have pie. We shall have ice cream 3 scoops high. Homes will be cozy. Homes will be warm. We'll curl up together when rain makes a storm. And in this new year, love will be strong. Growing and growing all the days long. There will be goodness, there will be grace. there will be light in every dark place. The sky will still be there, the stars will still shine. Birds will fly over us. Church bells will chime. Thanks for joining me today. Check out.
Thank you, Renee. Always enjoy the stuff you have to show us. So it's time now to move on to our program, which has to do with letting go of that last year and celebrating some things that are to come. And Suzanne, I think you were going to describe some of this.
Okay, I didn't know I was going to, but I can.
Oh, well, then throw it back to me.
I'll throw it right back at you, Ron.
All right. No big deal. I was the guy that generated the idea for this service, and it came from something that we did in a divorce group I attended after divorce from my first wife. And different people have different approaches. Some people write down the stuff that you thought you were going to be able to do with that family you had. And in this case, it'll be the things you thought you were going to be able to do in 2020. And then we also made lists of what we would look forward to do with the future in its new form now that we've gone through a transition year. And in some of those groups, they maybe write those down and burn them. In other groups, in mine, we ran them through a shredder. And I think you will be able to think of some ways that you can deal with what you're doing to get rid of the 2020 stuff. I would think just crumpling it up, throwing it away, or shredding it into teeny pieces. You could go outside later and light it on fire if you wish. But what we want you to do is basically like several bullet points, things you're going to let go of from 2020. And we don't really need the full four-part harmony of what that means and who those are. It's just for you to name those things that you're getting rid of. And then also a similar brief bullet point type of approach to what are you going to be doing, looking forward to doing in 2021. So I'd like you all to spend a little time to think about these things, and we will watch for you to raise your hand, wave at us, whatever, so that we can bring the camera to you, or the screen to you, and hear you for your part. So, Suzanne, did I cover it? Good. So what I would like to do is see I'm going to start with my own, and then we'll look for people to volunteer. And one of the things for me to let go of in 2020 is my fears of teaching online. I've now done it several semesters, and I'm letting go of those fears. And I'm also needing to just let go of, I miss the personal contact with family and friends. My goals for 2021 would be returning to do many more face-to-face things, be it teaching or other, family and friend activities. But also, I think I want to keep some of the virtual stuff. It's been really nice to get together online, and that works out well. For me, I want to continue the exercise and outings that we've had, and I really long for getting back to live music to share with other people. So, looking for other people to volunteer.
Ron, do you want to call on people? Like, I see Margaret's hand.
I got to get back to gallery view. Okay, go ahead, Margaret.
I need to let go of my obsession with news. I can't control it. It's I think self-destructive. It's a waste of my time. There isn't very much I can do, honestly. For 2021, I want to get back to doing more outdoor activities, particularly with prairie folks. I want to tame my yard and my garden. I want to focus on my house a little bit more than I have, so, which is not very much.
Looks like Mary Massey has her hand up.
I also want to let go of being a news junkie. I don't need to do that anymore. And I also want to let go of being afraid of the unknown or the future. So that's my 2020 and 2021. Just want to get together with a girlfriend and go like have a lady shopping day. So we go to gift stores, have a lunch. I just so look forward to that. And then my other thing that hopefully will happen in 2021 is to sit down with family and friends and just share a meal. It would be really nice.
Looking for someone else to be waving at me, raising their hand. I see Eileen, and then we'll go to Barbara Park.
I think hardest thing for me this last year was we had worked very hard with the League of Women Voters for our 100th anniversary big gala planned to be at the Park Hotel at the end of March. And 2 weeks before, everything closed down. And we had to dismantle things that we had worked 9 months putting together. One good thing is that we are reconstructing it for a virtual opportunity to have our keynote speaker, the first African-American president of the U.S. League, and then Fabu has done a poem for us that she'll be reading. We'll have a virtual event. What I'm really looking forward to in the next year is a chance to travel again. And we had to postpone a sibling reunion that was going to be held, and we had to postpone a trip to see Bob and Sharon Dopp in Atlanta, a trip to see our daughter and her family in the Netherlands, and now with Greg's family in Austin, Texas, we want to get down to see them in their new home.
Thank you. Barbara Park.
Well, I had to let go of being so busy. It seemed like I had something scheduled at least once, if not two or three things every day. And I didn't think I thought I would be unhappy leaving that level of busyness. And I was delighted to leave. So I see that one of the good things that came of this. But of course, I also had to let go of all the travel. And that's one of the things that I'm really looking forward to, getting back up to see my daughter in Alaska, getting out to California to see my sons and my granddaughter, getting up to Canada to see my sister-in-law in Eastern Canada. So those are the things that I've really missed. Also, I sat down once a week every week with a group for knitting and coffee at Barnes & Noble. And we've all really missed that chance to have conversation together. And although we've taken some walks together, it's just not the same. So that I'm really looking forward to. And also I had to let go of singing. You know, was singing in many groups and leading the Prairie Choir. And I'm really looking forward to getting that back.
I'm looking for someone else. There are several people that don't have your video, your camera turned on, so I can't tell if you're waving at me. But, okay.
Ron, look in the chat. People have their hands raised.
Oh, okay. Mary France has her hand up.
I think she's looking for unmuting.
Well, this has been, for everybody else, a difficult year.
And I've been surprised we have adapted. We even know how to use Zoom. And we find that sometimes we see more of people than we used to see. Even if it's not real people, we can hug. But it's, I realize how dependent I am on other people. And I have to just take little snatches of people. I go down to the front desk and say hello, and I read the paper and go back home. But we don't have a chance to go to meals. We just started being able to go swimming, and that's nice, but it isn't social because the whole big pool with one or two people, and you aren't supposed to get close enough to talk to each other. So what am I looking forward to? Of course, like everybody else, I want to travel, although traveling will be very limited for us. We're getting so old and frail, but we still want to see our families. And I'm looking forward to them singing. I can play the piano, but I cannot sing by myself. I just can't stand it. So I'm looking forward to the choir starting again. And I'll pass and go on to someone else.
Thank you. I'm seeing some hands up, and we can start with Kent.
Yeah, I guess I'm not going to say too much about 2020 because a lot of my things are the same as other people have already mentioned. As far as 2021, I guess one of my big things that I'm looking forward to, hopefully, and I'm hoping that we can actually get the vaccine out in a better way and everything. But one of the things that I'm looking forward to is just actually touching people more, you know, just hugs and handshakes and stuff like that. Because living alone, I'm very limited on that. Another thing that I'm really looking forward to in 2021, which is more personal, is retiring. And like a lot of other people, hopefully traveling and just kind of doing more stuff with friends in person and getting back to some level of normality. Although I'm also hoping that we are able to sort of see what things about our previous normal were not so good as a result of going through this COVID thing. So I'm hoping that in some ways we get back to normal, but I'm hoping that in some ways we get back to something new and better than where we were before.
Thank you. And then Disa, I see your hand is up.
Yes, I got my hand up. The last year I had to let go of dancing and curling and going to the gym. And if I had foreknowledge of that and somebody had said, well, next year you're not going to be able to go dancing or curling or go to the gym, I probably thought I would die because that's what a lot of my time had been spent doing, or my preferable time. But since I can't do that, I've learned and I've taken advantage of more seeing family on Zoom and going camping and hiking outdoors and starting to play my guitar, which is what I used to do before. So I'm planning to do more of that next year, and hopefully the vaccine or something will come and there will be more normalcy, but there is still fun times ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Robin, you've been very patient, and I saw Orange's hand up a while ago, so we'll have you after we have Robin.
Okay. On the newest Zoom, the raise hand thing moved. So it took me a while to figure that out. I have a lot of the same things. I'd like to give up resentment because I keep thinking that things did not have to be the way that they were in this country. But that's not really helpful. Right. And I've missed, I've been able to do some things online like Jazzercise, but it's not the same. So yes, I would like to travel, do a lot of things that people mentioned. I missed the live theater and opera. So I would love to see that again. And I also am looking forward to meeting some people who I've met online. I belong to some online book groups where, because of this world, we started doing Zoom, and I got to know people from around the, well, around the world, really. But one of them lives near Milwaukee. So we want to actually meet up someday and talk in person. And then, yeah, seeing family. And for my daughter, who's been dealing with health issues while living alone, it had to be really isolated for her to be able to actually physically be close to her friends and get out and do everything again.
Thank you, Robin. Nancy, I see your hand is up.
You said Orange.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to go to Orange, then we'll go to Nancy.
So one of the things that I had to give up for last year was my expectations of what success is in retailing, because all the measurements that we normally use went out the window. People said, oh, you're doing so well. I see a big, long line out in front of your store. And that's not doing well. Having people inside the store is doing well. So one of the things I'm proud of for last year is that we managed to keep our staff safe from COVID. We didn't have any positive cases. And, you know, having seen other businesses close down, even a couple on Monroe Street, because of that, I realized that it's not something that we could take for granted. But I'm certainly looking forward to not isolating myself from customers in the future, and also obviously friends and family. And we have a special joy of a new grandchild coming in Boston, granddaughter, in March. And so I'm looking forward to that in 2011, but also looking forward to when we can visit friends and family and the babies without having to be COVID tested first and without having to wonder whether we're endangering their little lives.
Thank you, Orange. Then on to Nancy and Evelyn. I think you or Jean had your hand up, so we'll go to you after Nancy.
The thing I most need to get rid of is all the time and energy that I spent in the last 4 years dealing with Trump and all the crap involved with that. It really intruded into my life to a degree that really pissed me off. After the election, I have been very grateful and happy and relieved. But to try to further distance myself from all the that crap, Trump crap, will take a little time. Yeah, because it's so much part of my life. I got to use Zoom for courses I was auditing at the UW and some courses I was taking on Thomas Aquinas, and now I'm doing Julian of Norwich, and really enjoying those and plan to continue those. The yoga and folk dancing on Zoom just ain't the same. I do what I can with the yoga. The folk dance conflicts with my Packers games often, so. But one of the things that I realized last year after I had once again scraped my car at Trader Joe's is that I need a better way to live with a car without scraping it and denting it. And I found out from my doctor that probably my problem was depth perception. So what I've done is I've purchased a new car. It's a little SUV. It's smaller than my current car, and the visibility is better, and the safety features are better, and I just feel more confident driving it. So I will be getting that in January, and I think I will take some driving lessons because I just can't stand being anxious every time I go to park. So the car and the driving lessons, I think, will take care of that. So those are the biggies.
Thank you, Nancy. Let's move on to Evelyn and Jean. You need to unmute, Evelyn.
Okay.
Oh, you got it.
The thing I want to get rid of is a kind of a survivor guilt. I mean, the pandemic for us and the quarantine and all that has actually, you know, our lives were easy. But having this little island of ease, you know, we have enough food, we can order curbside, we have imperfect foods delivered, we have enough money for all that, but being in the midst, you know, where other people are suffering, the anxiety, the economic anxiety is just absolutely horrible. And of course, that's going to be lingering for such a long time, you know, the insecurity. Or anyway, if I can try to get over the infectious anxiety, you know, of our society in general, have lots of things to look forward to. I can't wait to sing with the raging grannies at the farmer's market. I realize now what an unbelievably wonderful thing that was. First, we were upset. We thought we might actually have been able to sing at the Democratic National Convention. Barb was involved with the submission, you know, of us, and I really thought we were going to be invited. Of course, that whole thing kind of tanked. But there's been so many advantages of all this Zoom. You know, usually we're in California. You know, we're happy to be here, actually, in the beautiful snow and stuff like that, Wisconsin. But I've been able to hang on to the whole Unitarian community in California. After we get off here, we'll be going to the service that they have at noon. So we're getting like four close to Unitarianism, for which I am also very grateful. So one of the things we're doing now is we had a family in our community here at Marbella who had a car accident, you know, no car, they have trouble, teenage girl has to get to work and stuff like that. So we're happy in our luxurious ease to be able to like drive back and forth and do stuff like that, because otherwise couldn't do the kind of like door to door or, you know, volunteering and stuff that one could normally do. But anyway, yeah, we are looking forward to, I mean, hopefully this week will bring a conclusion to all the theater, you know, that's been going on. Yeah, and then travel. We haven't seen one set of grandchildren for an entire year. And FaceTime, of course, just doesn't do it, or Zoom or anything like that. Okay, Gene, you want to say a few words? Or
I don't have too much to say. I'd like to give up my preoccupation with the worries about the COVID, and obviously, and the politics, and kind of get relaxed, be able to relax a little bit, even though we have this idyllic life. There's something missing. And my hope is that maybe we can get together soon in live, in person. And I'm anxious to see all of us together at the church.
Yeah.
I really miss that. I'm not functioning too great with Zoom. Zoom is great. It's a great tool. I mean, but it's a little cold for me. So I want some warmth to contact with people.
Thank you, Evelyn and Jean. Is John still around?
John had to head off to work, so I'll go ahead and say a couple things on his behalf and then take his turn, if that's okay. So John is looking forward to increased creativity after moving here in 2 years without a wood shop. He's missing his creative activities, and so he's focusing on that and improving health, and he wants to become more involved in the prairie community and get to know more people.
Cool.
And I think for both of us, the thing we've missed most in the last year that we've had to give up is getting together with people. We both love to have people come to our house, and I love to cook for people and just love to have friends over. And that has been very hard for us to give up. And we've done as much as we can with outside meetings, but that's been tough for us. And so for myself, for next year, I want to work much more on living with intention every day, living in the moment, and working on my meditation practice for that regard. I want, I am planning, and this is hard for me to say, planning to retire from my accounting job and finally being able to devote myself full time to making art and hopefully doing shows again by summer. I cannot wait to do that. I love the activity and the feedback and having people respond to the things I make, and it just makes me happy to do that. And of course, I want to spend much more time with my family and with friends. And like I think Mary said, going out with a girlfriend and shopping and having a glass of wine and just giggling and being together in person, that would just mean the world to me. So I look forward to 2021.
Thank you. There's a person sitting next to me that I want to make sure gets to speak.
Well, I echo so much of already what has been said, obviously. But I have also some good things about being sequestered almost is I got to know some people better because of maybe Facebook corresponding or talking to relatives that I don't usually talk to. And I've actually increased some connections with people. And boy, it couldn't come at a better time to have some more connections of people that you knew this much and now you know them better. I can't wait to get into our new building in Prairie. There's a little teeny group of us who've been working on finishing it all up. And so I can't wait for that to happen either. And I just have to say hugs and travel and parties. I want them so much.
Thank you. And let's see, Rick, you're waving at us, and the Wonderlands, I'll get to you after Rick.
Well, first of all, I'm looking forward in 2021 to being able to meet new people. You go to the grocery store, you don't say hi to anybody. You shy away from somebody that's anywhere near you, and that is hurtful. You know, you start feeling bad about yourself as well as about them, and I'm looking forward to that getting over. I'd like to see my farm, which I haven't seen in a year. I speak to people out there, and I know it's still there, but I'd like to be out there and spend some time. What's really preventing me from doing anything right now is Marilyn's being in the hospital. She's been there for a week as of today with spinal issues and a lot of back pain. She's unable to walk. They've run tests that are not definitive. They're bringing in a team of neurologists on Monday to evaluate everything they've seen and make some recommendations. She's too old for the surgery, according to her. And so I don't know what's going to happen right now. That's so... 2020 went out in a dreadful way with her alone and in pain in the hospital and me alone and in pain in our house. It's just been a terrible end to the year. We're just hoping for better times. Oh, and by the way, I spoke to her just this morning, just a minute ago. Please don't call. She just needs all her strength. So she knows she's got your well wishes. If you want to send a card to the house, I'll make sure she gets it. But hopefully we'll get her back soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Rick, and all of our thoughts go with you. Wonderlands, you were going to be next.
Yes, I'll go. So, are we unmuted? Okay. So I want to let go. For a while, I feel like I was really dwelling in all the disappointments of 2020 and just kind of reliving what I couldn't do. And I need to let that go. One of the disappointments was my flute choir group and the Madison Horn Choir group. We were going to have a collaborative concert together in the spring, and that all got canceled. John was going to be a featured artist and all that. So anyway, lots of disappointments all around. And looking forward to prairie, looking forward to potlucks with the prairie people, and looking forward to big family gatherings again, and sitting around the table and drinking coffee and playing cards. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think my list matches a lot of other people's for last year. Looking forward to letting go of Trump and letting go of all the uncertainty that he brings. And it was a real, like Nancy said, my March was just packed with concerts and rehearsals every single day that were all wiped out. And all of my friends are all in the same position. And a lot of my musician friends who just, they don't make that much money anyway, and now they're completely, no money. So I'm looking forward to that getting better for everyone, and hopefully doing more travel, and looking forward to joining Nancy and being vaccinated. I just made the sub list of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra too. So I'm hoping we can get restarted and get a chance to play some concerts with them this summer.
Well, there's still a couple of you left. Wave your hand at me, or there we go, Paula. And then we'll get to Rachel.
Echoing a lot of what people have already said, I'm going to let go of sitting home and feeling bad about things, and I'm looking forward to being more involved, more activist. Letting go of cocooning quite so much, with Netflix and sitting in front of the TV and looking forward to live theater, as someone mentioned. And I'm looking forward to letting go to keeping a distance from our neighbors. There's three households that are in a bubble, and they get together outside by the pit fire. And even today, even the cold weather, they've got music going and a fire going. And I'm really looking forward to standing around the fire pit. I'm getting to know them a little better.
Anne, I see your hand is raised.
Hi, everyone. I have a really lovely life, but 2020 brought more meaning to me for it. Coming out to Wyoming and providing really needed family service to Erin's family. So in 2021, when I have the joy of returning to Madison and living with the husband that I love again, and being part of that community, the challenge that I want to bring forward is to maintain having a sense of deep meaning and purpose besides just living a pleasant life. So that's kind of backwards to the assignment, but that's how I'm looking at the 2 years.
Yeah. So I see Mary and Patty. You'll need to unmute.
Well, there's a funny, we're Saturday Night Live fans, and there's a funny Adele episode a month ago or so where two couples are going out to the gypsy to have their fortunes read. And so Kate McKenna plays that fortune teller, and she says to one couple, they want to know what to look forward to in the year 2020. This is 2019. And she says, well, I see that you're walking at a distance from each other and you're 6 feet apart and you're wearing masks. And they're all going, what? And then to the other couple, they say, well, I know that you love to eat in restaurants, but you can't eat in restaurants anymore. You have to eat on the curbside or take it home. And so anyway, it kind of went on like that. And I found it pretty funny. So what I'm looking forward to is many of the things that everybody's mentioned, but my grandson for the other day wanted to come visit, and I thought, wow, that'd be super, and we're going to go on a really long vacation somewhere, and see a lot of deserts and rocks and hiking.
Okay, so I'll talk. I want to talk about something I'm looking forward to that I'm going to do, and that is stop making notes on lots of little pieces of paper and instead put them in a spiral notebook so that I don't have all these pieces of paper that where I can't find the information that I wrote down on them. So I think that'll improve my life quite a bit, and Patty will probably be very happy with that as well. of course, I'm going to be glad to let go. I think I'll try to let go of politics a little bit. I don't know if we will let go of watching the news, because we have quite a habit built up, but maybe we can approach it in a different way, even though we watch.
Thank you. There are some that don't have your cameras on. I don't know if you just want to be...
Rachel has her hand raised.
Rachel, thank you.
Yeah, so I'm not going to repeat so many of the things that others have already shared. I think I look forward to seeing my parents again. They had been such a big part of our lives living in Monroe, over at their house 3 times a week. I mean, it's been really, really strange to know they're aging in place and we can't participate in their lives the same way. So I'm very much looking forward to that changing in 2021. We have one thing that's pretty different for us than it is for most of the people who've spoken, which is that our lives have gotten much busier and much more active and much more interactive in the last 2 months because of my niece and her daughter living here. And we had to give up our pretty quiet rhythms of these, you know, 260-ish year old folks just kind of doing our own thing, and suddenly having a super active 7-year-old who's, you know, got lots of high energy, wants to climb on us, you know, wants to be playing games like pretending she's a kitten, that we're just like, what? It's a real transition for us. And in 2021, I hope that all kind of settles in and everybody figures out how to be a family more than we have been so far. And my niece, who's in the middle of a super nasty divorce, I look forward in 2021 to that completing, hopefully in February. And that also will settle her down, and that will vicariously settle us down. The other thing is I've been Prairie's president in the most bizarre year ever. And I never anticipated feeling sort of simultaneously involved and disengaged in the church while I'm its president. It's just, I cannot wait to have that be more normal again, where we can meet as a group, talk together, plan together. So I look so forward to being in our new space and being engaged in a very different, more visceral way with Prairie.
I
know if there's anything you want to say, Martin.
I guess I agree with a lot of what's been said about this year. I look forward to relaxing some of this continuous vigilance that I'm feeling whenever I leave the house, and being able to relax around other people and go out to dinner and just feel like I'm not in a war zone every time I leave the house.
Thank you so much. Renee, you have a few words for us?
I do. Okay, so I also echo what everyone said. My thing is mainly letting go of the near constant anxiety of 2020. And I wrote it on a piece of paper, so I'm going to rip up 2020 because I think it's cathartic. I think that's the right word. I wanted to burn it, but then I figured it could go really awry. And then I figured not everyone wants to see a fire on Zoom at my house in the basement. So for 2021, I'm also looking forward to seeing and hugging, you know, family and friends, and having in-person parties and going to museums and shops and all that stuff. But I'm also really looking forward to in-person preschool, because virtual preschool is just so much worse than in-person preschool. I cannot even tell you the difference between the two. It is, for a 3-year-old, virtual school is just really not good. We're trying to make the best of it, and I know they're doing it for safety, so I appreciate that, but it's not great. So I'm looking forward to in-person preschool in 2021 at some point. That's it.
All right, we're about to wrap up. Is there anybody that I've missed? Don't see anybody. And what I want to end with is sort of a metaphor. Renee mentioned the burning, and we have some magic paper that is going to burn, and then it has the ability to lift itself up and waft away into the air. And that's exactly what is to be done with what you couldn't do in 2020, and also your rising expectations for 2021. So give this just a second. My turn. There it goes. It went all the way to the ceiling, and it's still floating. Little ash things are floating around up there.
If you want to see this, we've got this at Orange Tree Imports, flying wish paper. It is really great. I've used it before, and it's fun if you have a socially distant group.
So now it is time for us to move on to some other things, and that would include our closing words from Suzanne, and then I think we'll have some more music from Amber.
I just want to thank everyone for sharing. It was really made me feel good. Thank you. Upon reflection, as we enter 2021, we made it. Behind the masks, strength and resilience were revealed. A new, clearer ideal of what truly matters emerged. A reminder, life is beautiful and precious. An appreciation of the here and now. Caring on a deeper level, understanding our blessings of abundance are measured by the intangible, not the physical. Our faith renewed and strengthened, our friendships enhanced, our love for our fellow man illuminated, a desire to help, and a slower pace offering reflection. We stand in awe of the timelessness of such bountiful, enriching, and calming gifts.
Thank you so much for those closing words. Now we're going to move on to Amber, who's going to perform the song, There Is More Love Somewhere. We will get the lyrics on our screen, and probably all of us need to be muted so we don't make cacophony when we sing.
Yeah, Amber, just hold on. I'm going to share my screen, and then I'll tell you when it's ready to go. All right. All right, Amber, I'm sharing my screen, so.
Okay, I'm going to play it through once first, and then we'll start singing. Start with verse 1.